This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. This show gets started every single weeknight, weekday, depending on where you live, at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, holding it down in New York City. And thank you to you for listening coast to coast. I don't know where you at, but thank you. I'm only going to be hanging out with you for one more hour. You want all 4 hours of the show? Tune in on the free Odyssey app. Lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. If you got yourself a smart speaker, smarter than everybody else, then go ahead, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Western Conference Finals is going on right now. Game one. Dallas Mavericks. Minnesota Timberwolves, the score at this moment, tight. Minnesota 28, Dallas 27. Yeah, less than a minute left here in the first quarter. We'll keep you up to date on the game as it continues on. Thank you so much to Gary Washburn from the Boston Globe for joining us earlier on in the show to talk about the Boston Celtics. I mean, not choking away a victory against the Pacers. The Pacers did that, and we will have game two of that series tomorrow. A busy day. Of course, I gave you a new top six list. That's what we do every single Wednesday. And there's been so much word, so much news in the announcing world about the NBA on TNT potentially ending as soon as next year. We had Greg Olson of Fox. This man won an Emmy, and we know he's now going to be demoted to make room for Tom Brady. What a cold, cold world, right? And it's crazy. You know what? How about this? Even at the Western Conference Finals, and I'm going to get to your calls in a second, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, we heard from Charles Barkley earlier in the show as he talked about the NBA on TNT potentially coming to a close as their contract expires next year. Charles Barkley spoke again, like minutes ago, right before this game took place. Charles Barkley decided to put his 2 cents in on Caitlin Clark. Charles Barkley said WNBA players hating on Caitlin Clark are nothing but petty. This is the type of stuff we're going to miss if the NBA on TNT is done. Let's take a listen.
You women out there, y'all petty, man. Hey, LeBron, you 100% right on these girls hating on Caitlin Clark. Y'all petty, girls. I expect men to be petty because we're the most insecure group in the world.
Well, you are.
Y'all should be thanking that girl for getting y'all ass private charters, all the money and visibility she bring into the WNBA. Don't be petty like dudes. Listen, what she's accomplished, give her her flowers. Stop being petty, all you women out there. She got y'all ass charters. She bringing all y'all this money to the table, but y'all being petty like dudes. LeBron, you are 100% right. Y'all girls, stop being petty. Caitlin Clark, thank you for bringing all that money and shine to the WNBA.
Yeah, we know Caitlin Clark. She's been a touch point for a lot of people. Like, people are like, oh, my God, well, this person is a great player, and that person's a, and it's true. It is. I mean, Asia Wilson, for instance, is absolutely amazing. But when you look at the stats and you look at the numbers, there hasn't been somebody to move the needle like Caitlin Clark. They are moving her games, okay? They are moving her games from small arenas to huge ones. There's nobody else who's moved the needle like that. And you heard Charles Barkley reference LeBron James. LeBron James sat on his podcast, Mind the Game, and LeBron said, yeah, she's doing great things for the WNBA. Listen to this.
More people want to watch. More people want to tune in. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it f***ed up. Caitlin Clark is the reason why a lot of great things is going to happen for the WNBA. But for her individually, I don't think she should get involved on nothing that's being said. Just go have fun, enjoy. You know, but I'm rooting for Caitlin because I've been in that seat before. I've walked that road before. I hope she kills. I hope Aaliyah Boston does amazing.
Yeah, LeBron James is right. And here are the facts. I mean, there's a lot of people talking about whether or not Caitlin Clark is overhyped. Is there too much attention on Caitlin Clark? The answer is no. Like, how is she overhyped? I mean, she just went from college where she's the all-time leading scorer in history, and she just got drafted to the WNBA. The girl has played three games. She got another game tonight in Seattle. She's going to be playing on a bum ankle. She's dropping 17 points a game. Of course, there's naturally going to be a transition. But when you can generate the money, how can we say somebody is overhyped? She just started her college career. She just started her career as a professional. Like, why is people so fast to beat her up? She's averaging 17 points a game. Yeah, she has a lot of turnovers. It's ups, it's downs. I've also seen her knock down some of those crazy threes. I've seen her have some amazing passes. Yeah, there's going to be a transition period. But I agree with LeBron. I agree with Charles Barkley. Give Caitlin Clark a break. And you know what? This is what happens when you're good at what you do. The criticism comes. LeBron James is 100% correct. Nobody knew how he was going to live up to the hype when he was drafted into the NBA coming straight out of high school. I think you could say he exceeded the expectations. Caitlin Clark has been a unique talent in women's basketball, flat and period. What she did at college was amazing, and it's going to be cool to see how it can transition over to the next level, whether it's private planes, additional sponsorship, additional attention, added revenue. The Caitlin Clark effect helps everybody make money. Like, don't hate on the girl. Be along for the ride. And if you want to hate on her, just beat her on the court. What is she going to look like in a couple of years? She might be the best one out there. Who knows? But that's the cool thing about watching sports. Is she overhyped? No, because the money talks. Nike talks. Wilson talks. They're giving her all this money because there hasn't been anybody like her to draw the attention. Give Caitlin Clark a damn break. Not that serious. It's not that difficult to understand. It's basic dollars and cents. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Andy is calling from Buffalo. Andy, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind?
Hey, JR. Hey, I appreciate listening to this segment. I really liked it. Like how you put Cooney on the list, even though he hasn't been in the, you know, doing it for that long. I like his analysis. just want to bring up my personal favorite, Rick Jeanneret of the Buffalo Sabres. Just think he's had so many legendary calls, from the May Day call. You got the, Rob Them Blind, the La Fontaine. These guys are scary good. I know I'm missing some, but, he started in radio, so he brought that radio, analysis to the TV, when he did TV, and that's where I started listening to him, and I just always, you never know what he was going to say, and he just always brought chills at, crucial times when you're listening to him, and anytime, I think about some of his classic calls, I still get chills, and, just always makes me smile and want to.
A legend. I think he might have been on air and been a broadcaster longer than anybody else in the NHL. So, Andy, I appreciate you. I know he's a legend. I know he's sadly missed up in the Western New York. Thank you, man.
Definitely missed. Yep, thanks for having my call.
No doubt about it. Let's go from Buffalo to Green Bay and talk to Todd. Todd, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. What's up, Todd?
My favorite Marquette basketball radio guy, Steve the Homer True. His big saying is, when there's a big play, he says, "Oh, baby!" That's all I got for you.
Well, thank you, Todd. I'm not listening to Hickey. You listening to Marquette basketball?
I'll be honest, I had to look up who he was just to make sure.
That's a real. Local one. But thank you. We appreciate the contributions. Hickey, what do you think about what LeBron and Barkley had to say about Caitlin Clark?
Well, number one, I think they're 100% right. 1,000,000% right. If Caitlin Clark just didn't exist, 95% of all women's basketball talk between college and pro on this show and every other show in the country is non-existent, right?
Like that's nothing. Right. Nothing. Zero.
And maybe that's even being generous, honestly, of 95%. That's just the way it is right now. She is a truly transcendent star. I guess the only thing I'll say to counter what they're saying, I'm not saying it's right, but I guess more I understand where they're coming from. If you are Asia Wilson, right, or if you are Kelsey Plummer or whoever, like any, great women's WNBA player, like, you, like, in your mind, like, I'm a great player. Like, she's no savior. Like, I'm going to show her sort of thing. And by doing so, it's like you build your stock by, like, beating her. So, like, I almost, in a way, like, it's like almost I view it more, I guess, as competitive. As, like, oh, she's the golden goose. Like, I got to beat her to show everyone else how good I am. And so I feel like it overall maybe comes from a good place of just, like, I hate her not because of she's helping me, but because, like, I want to show you how good I am, and that this league is more than just one person. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. But that's why beat her on the court. That's it. Caitlin Clark is good. I think we all know that. Beat her on the court. If you're not happy with what she's doing and you think you're better and you deserve more, then beat her on the basketball court. And being the fact that she's a novice, she's a rookie, yeah, you'll probably get her right now. I mean, she's dropping like 8 turnovers a game, and nobody want to see that. Well, not every game, but she did have an 8 turnover game. She's turning the ball over at a high rate, and she's learning. This is an adjustment. I agree with what LeBron said. The best thing for her to do is nothing. Bust ass on the basketball court. Let your play speak. There's a reason why Wilson is giving you a deal. There's a reason that Nike is giving you a deal. And yes, there's a perfect storm here for everybody. Caitlin Clark, and there's a lot of people who want to look at the race element of it, and she's white and she's from the Midwest. And I think that does play a role. But the biggest role that plays in the success of Caitlin Clark is what she does with a basketball. Because what she does with a basketball is something that we haven't seen with women's basketball. We've had plenty of amazing players forever. But she's moving the needle. She's making the money. And in turn, everybody else is making the money with her. Be along for the ride. And if you're out there on the court, beat her. That's it. Slay her. Put her down. Don't let her get better. And this is going to be a great thing for her. Is she going to be able to live up to the hype? You heard what LeBron James said. They did it to me. And LeBron James exceeded all expectations. Is this going to be the same for Caitlin Clark? We'll see. But given the numbers that she's generated, having more people watch women's college basketball than any sporting event outside of the NFL over the past, I don't know, decade, that's nothing to shake your head at. Come on. Caitlin Clark games on ESPN are doing better than other sports in the playoffs. Like, what are we talking about? I want to see a ball out. I want to have success. And why? Because she's fun to watch. I can't wait to see what she does when she actually has more experience. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side of the break. Sometimes you got to know when to be along for the ride. Good job on her for not fighting back and just balling out. When we come back on the other side of the break, we'll talk about someone who put his foot in his mouth. It's Harrison Butker. And now his own quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, has a response to Butker's words. We'll share those with you on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. 27. Right before we went to break, we were talking about my top six list, some of the best announcers that the sports world has ever seen. I told you on my list, I'd give you Vin Scully. Western Conference Finals is still rolling on right now in game one. Minnesota leads Dallas 41-37. Kyrie with 15, Luka with 12. And then before the Western Conference Finals got started, Charles Barkley put in his two cents about WNBA players. He said some of these women are being way too petty and need to be appreciative of Caitlin Clark. Earlier today or yesterday, LeBron James said, good on Caitlin Clark. She just needs to ignore all of this and just perform on the court. Don't respond. Just ball out. It was revealed yesterday Caitlin Clark now has a basketball deal with Wilson. We already know about her Nike contract. She's making money with State Farm. And she just got started in her career. Not the best of starts, but man, she's played three games against these pros. In due time. In a few minutes, we actually got some words from the Kansas City Chiefs about their teammate, Harrison Butker, you know, who prefers or thinks, most women just want to stay home and have a baby and a family. That's his opinion, which is fine. We'll hear from his head coach, Andy Reid, and his quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, in a second. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Iowa and talk to Harrison. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Harrison?
Hey, thank you very much, JR. First time, long time. Thanks for the cashmere, for the intro music. I appreciate that. One of my favorite Zep songs. You're right, my man. They're player hating on the girl. But, you know, if you wanted to have stars show up to your game where you score the most points in history and this and that and all that, that's all you had to do. It was out there laying for anybody who wanted to take it. She ended up taking it, putting it in other people's faces. You know, it's too bad she couldn't win the whole thing. I'm more of an Iowa State fan, so that's part of the reason okay. Why I wasn't following it. But, I mean, good honor. I say, go ahead, girl. That's all I got to say, my man. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
You as well, Harrison. Thank you for calling from Iowa. Yeah, I mean, shoot, if we had another woman's basketball player who was out there bombs away and on threes, like, it was a perfect storm between her own play, which got her to the quote-unquote dance. Obviously, the interaction with Angel Reese last year helped boosted the profile. And then she continued it on with her play like this. I can't remember watching anybody like her. It's the same way that I haven't seen anybody ball out like Steph Curry. Like, she's different what she's done. She's helping to take it to another level. And was there going to be somebody? I'm sure it is. And it was her. 855-212-4227. John is here from Buffalo. Go ahead, John.
Hey, man. First-time caller, long-time listener, 2-3 years. Found you a little bit ago. Love the voice. Love your professionalism. I'm not a basketball guy. NBA, college ball, WNBA. But I've been watching on television the last couple months about Caitlin Clark. I'm kind of pulled in because of what's going on, you know. And you hit the nail on the head with LeBron and with Charles. They're exactly right. I don't watch WNBA. I don't want to watch women play ball. But she brings something to the table that's different, that makes it work. And she's bringing it, like he says, charters, the money from Nike and Wilson. And suddenly, who a guy who doesn't watch WNBA, let alone college women hoops, I'm a football, golf, hockey, baseball guy. I'm watching the story because of her. Not that she's the best thing since sliced bread, but she's magnetic. She's got that it, that unspoken it, bro. And you nailed it with your shares with LeBron and Charles.
No, we'll see. Well, thank you, John. Appreciate you for calling from Buffalo. Thank you. Yeah, she's just different, man. That's it. If somebody else is going to move the needle like her, then it would have been done, but she's the one who's doing it. When her team, the Indiana Fever, come here in Atlanta, they moved it to the big arena, State Farm. No small arena. When they got the game in Vegas, they moved it from the small arena to the big arena. Like, she's a people mover. She's moving people. Anyway, speaking of moving people, we talked about this last week, Harrison Butker. Moving quite a few people in the wrong direction. You know, shared his comments and his thoughts at Benedictine's commencement. about a woman's role and where some of the women may want to be successful at. And yeah, they may cross the stage with a degree, but the highlight of their life will be, you know, having a family. It's like, oh, maybe for some, a big blanket statement. Yeah. Anyway, a lot of people are upset. Me, I thought that wrong message for a commencement. I didn't need to hear everything in perspective. I think just having that message enough is enough, but not what I would do for a graduation. I think it's rather aggressive, but I have my opinion. He has his. And that's what Andy Reid said when he spoke to the media earlier today. Take a listen.
We're a microcosm of life here. Everybody's from different areas, different religions, different races, and so we all get along. We all respect each other's, you know, opinions, and not necessarily do we go by those, but we, you know, we respect everybody to have a voice. It's a great thing about America, man, and we're just, like I said, a microcosm of that. And I wish, you know, my wish is that, you know, everybody could kind of follow that.
Yeah, well, the NFL already said his thoughts don't align with ours. And we know the NFL is thinking about nobody's thoughts. They're just thinking about the bottom line. That's it. Well, Patrick Mahomes, he spoke as well. And just take a listen to what he had to say about his kicker's comments.
I'm Neil Harrison. I've known him for 7 years, I judge him by the character that he shows every single day, and that's a good person. That's someone who cares about the people around him, cares about his family, and wants to make a good impact in society. When you're in the locker room, there's a lot of people from a lot of different areas of life, and they have a lot of different views on everything, and we're not always going to agree, but and there's certain things that he said that I don't necessarily agree with, but I understand the person that he is, and he's trying to do whatever he can to lead people in the right direction. And that might not be the same values as I have, but at the same time, I'm going to judge him by the character that he shows every single day. That's a great person.
Yeah, well, Hickey, the story is done now, right? The Chiefs have spoken. It's over now, right? You can call out a wrap.
Will the Chiefs make Harrison Butker available, you think?
Ooh.
That's the only way this story continues, right? Like you said, you heard from the two biggest people on the Chiefs.
Right. You think he has to speak? Do we get into, I don't know, August and September when the games really get going, and now all of a sudden, so we get through camp and now we're in a game and he missed the kick. Nobody bring this up, but does it serve the Chiefs to have him speak to the media?
You're probably right in no, because let's just say the next time he's available is sometime during training camp. And we're talking about, at that point, what, early August? So now we're 3 months removed with how fast it's new. People aren't going to forget, but maybe the amount of questions are lessened.
Ooh.
Like if he's available, let's say August 1st, someone's going to ask him about it. I don't know what the question would be because he stated his beliefs, but
maybe that's the time. Because let's put it this way. If he spoke to the media today, it would be everywhere. It would be online. It'd be on the television news. It'd be on digital. And it'd be a big story during OTAs. If they wait until, let's say, the beginning of training camp, you know, maybe the story is people don't care as much and it gets sucked into every other story going on in the NFL. Like right now is so quiet. Outside of the NBA and the NHL playoffs, there's not as many active games, not as much active news. So I don't know. Hey, how about this, Hickey? Maybe they should pay me. Just have them talk to the media. I don't know if OTAs are Friday. Have them talk on Friday afternoon.
Memorial Day Friday. You know what? That's a very, very convenient time for him to speak, answer a few questions, and get out of town.
Yeah, have him talk to the media on Friday. Hey, I didn't mean anything. I said what I said. I believe what I believe, and that's it. Done. Everybody in America is thinking about, a barbecue and summertime and a pool and a beach, and I don't know. Just that's one way to get this over with, right?
No, you're 100% right. Yeah, that's PR agencies, teams. I hope you're listening. JR is for hire. Heavy price, though. Heavy price, right, JR?
Yeah, I'm not. What's that guy? I'm not Dak Prescott, okay? You got to pay me.
You're not going to work for free? Money matters to you?
No, yeah, money matters to me. I'm not working for free now, are you?
No, no way.
Yeah, nobody. Nobody.
Rent doesn't pay itself.
Yeah, rent doesn't pay itself. It doesn't. That's why there's so many people outside stealing stuff, right?
That's one reason.
Unfortunately. Yeah, look, you got to know when to make an announcement. You have to know. Like this one. The NFL decided to let the world know today, by the way, that the NFL draft. You know what? Let's wait. Hickey, we should wait on that, right? I should share the news in the next break.
Yeah, little tease right there.
Little tease. The NFL made an announcement on the NFL draft. I'm going to tell you where it's going to be for the next 2 years. If you thought some of these draftees didn't want to go to Detroit, wait until the next two cities. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'll tell you about the draft, fill you in on a couple of other things. I'll give you a couple of things that took place this day in sports.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Before we went to break, I gave you an update on a few things, right? Harrison Butker, we heard it. Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, just kind of like, yeah, he has his opinion. Everybody has an opinion, and just kind of leave it alone where it is. And Hickey posed a great question. He's just like, well, you know, how do you get this to go away? And, you know, what if, does he have to talk? And I'm like, let the guy talk on Friday. Nobody is going to care. People are going to, Hickey, there's no fireworks Memorial Day. We got to wait for 4th of July for that, right?
I think you can get some fireworks. I think it should be encouraged.
People are going to be on the road. They're going to be thinking about everything but what's going on in the world. Let Harrison Butker talk on Friday and just keep it moving. You got to know when to make an announcement. And speaking of announcements, the NFL made a couple of them today. I told you about the NFL draft. We know it just took place about a month ago in Detroit. Well, we know where the next draft is going to be. The NFL already told us next year in 2025 is going to be in Green Bay, Wisconsin. What we didn't know is where it's going to be in 2026. Well, let's just take a listen to the great folks. It's CBS in Winston, Pennsylvania.
Breaking news just into the newsroom and the Steel City. The pick is in. And Pittsburgh is hosting the NFL draft in 2026. The NFL broke the news on its X page, and the Pittsburgh Steelers announced it right behind the league. We're learning the plan for the three-day event is to incorporate iconic parts of the city into the draft, including Acrisure Stadium and Point State Park. They'll also host several community events, a concert series, and a fan fest, which is free. Commissioner Roger Goodell says, quote, "We know this pride of Pennsylvania will shine bright in 2026.
I like Pittsburgh. I like Pittsburgh a lot. I'd have no problem going, well, just outside of how many people are going to be there. I don't want to do that, but I got no problem with an NFL draft in Pittsburgh. I'd rather go when it's not a million people in town for a convention, but yeah, I like Pittsburgh. Good stuff. Green Bay, Wisconsin, never been. Been to Milwaukee. Trying to remember where the hell else I've been in. Wisconsin. Hickey, if they were having problems and trouble with draftees going to Detroit, how many people are going to show up for the draft in Green Bay?
Especially if the weather's not looking great.
Oh, my God. April. That's right. It's April.
Yeah. Could be hit or miss. It could be a nice day.
I don't know.
Could be 35 and maybe some flurries.
So what are they going to do? Just run this to every city?
That's what it seems like.
I get it. They can make... it's a moneymaker. It's a moneymaker. And where were we? Last year we were in Kansas City, right?
Kansas City. Yes, sir.
It was packed, man. The place was filled up.
People go. I mean, you saw, was it a record crowd right in Detroit, I believe?
Yeah, Vegas.
For 3 days?
Vegas. It was filled up in Vegas. This is different. I remember going to Radio City. When was Cam Newton? I think 2011. I think Cam Newton. I remember they did it at Radio City Music Hall. And I remember that, like, they shut down part of the block in New York City, but not to the level of what they're doing right now. I get it. The NFL has to do everything big. It has to be huge. It has to be a massive event. You know, Hickey, I guess I'm talking from my perspective. I don't want to talk for your perspective, but, you know, it is work, but it becomes a chore to do it in a different city and the same thing year after year. You get what I'm saying? I don't want to sound like a jerk, but just like, hey, hold it in one place and keep it moving.
I mean, I get it from the NFL's perspective. I mean, to the money that they're rolling in with this, it's never going to go back. I mean, I kind of like it. I like it, actually. I do like it. I think it's a chance for cities to show off. Obviously, you get a big financial boost with hundreds of thousands of people coming to your city for a weekend that normally and otherwise would not be there. And I mean, look, can you really, like, when you're watching on TV, right, can you really tell the difference if it's in Kansas City or Detroit or Pittsburgh? No. Right? It's all the same. The stage is the same. Maybe some of the, you know, the shots coming back from break or going to commercial break, you could see the city, but otherwise it's all the same. But I think it's like a nice chance, for NFL cities kind of, you know, get this little opportunity here to get a little bump. That's all.
I can tell you a city that's not going to get it.
Oh, who's that?
San Francisco. It's not happening. I'm just.
Are you going to go Charles Barkley all of a sudden?
No, I love San Francisco. I love San Francisco. I do. It's just, I know, given the state of downtown, it's not happening. Okay. They're not going to run it down to Santa Clara. They'd have to do it, you know, downtown, but it's not happening. It's not. Trying to think of, and that might be the only city. New York, it's not happening, you know, because it's
it's never coming back.
Not why bother, you know.
Also, but where'd you put it? Like, you couldn't put it at Radio City again.
They do it in Times Square.
No.
Yeah, they would. Yeah, of course. They would have to, right? You shut down the block for a couple hours and, I guess, a couple days, right?
I was going to say, that's like three. Well, that's like, I mean, to set up to, that's like probably a whole week.
Where else could you do an NFL draft in New York?
You ain't
doing it in New Jersey.
No. Oh, and they got the space for it in that giant parking lot of that ugly-ass stadium.
Yeah. It'd have to be Times Square. There's nowhere else. Man. Oh, Central Park? No, too many people, right? Can't do that.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to kind of look at the charm of New York City, Elmo coming over there and just harassing you for a picture and then trying to shake you down for like 10 bucks.
Nah, you know they would move. They'd broom Elmo out of there, okay? They would broom Elmo out of there. You know what? To be honest, have you seen every now and then they now do concerts, these pop-up concerts in Times Square? I don't know what building it is, but you've seen how the wall opens up, the video board opens up, and now they have the, they can do the concert. Well, a concert. They could do the stage in that building and then have all the people down there.
Okay, and then maybe have the guys at the draft climb up, like walk through.
Oh, well, I don't know how to get up there.
make it an adventure.
They'd be up. They'd be in the building already. All they got to do is walk to the stage in the front. Just trying to think. Jacksonville ain't getting it no time soon. Sorry.
What about Minnesota?
Yeah, they could do it in Minnesota.
Right. I guess if Green Bay does, right?
Easy. Minnesota does.
Is Miami too hot? Probably not, right?
No, it's great weather at that time of year. Yeah, it'd be fine. Not too hot. Yeah, well, and you know what? That's not the only news that the NFL decided to share today. The NFL is going to test goal line technology preseason. They may not implement it for the regular season if they feel it's not working, but them stupid old guys with the chains and the sticks, done. Passé. They will be used as backups to the technology eventually. And so something I've been trying to figure out forever, while we got dudes out here with index cards and using their shoelaces to measure a first down, you can go ahead and kiss those days goodbye as the NFL is going to test its camera technology to just figure out something simple as, did the ball move 1 yard, 2, or 10? I mean, they got the technology for it. They got enough money, and now they can use it. Let's listen to Roger Goodell from the Super Bowl earlier this year. He's saying, yeah, we're going to use technology to help out the refs.
I think our officials do a great job. They are superior. But at the end of the day, no one's perfect, whether it's all of us that watches the games or play the games or coach the games or the officials. We have to continue to try to get better. We have to work, use technology where we can to try to improve their performance, let them use technology to make sure they get the right answer. But I think they do an incredible job, but we're going to keep working to get better.
Yeah. Use the damn cameras, okay? I mean, in tennis and football, they're utilizing camera technology to make sure that they get the calls right. NFL is making more money than everybody else. Just use the cameras. We don't got to put people out of work, but just use the damn cameras. Save us some. Hickey, that would also save us some time. Like, I know Major League Baseball is more concerned about time. If the NFL utilized camera technology to figure out whether or not some guy got a first down, what do you think that's going to save us? Should I say 5 to 10 minutes a game?
If it's as fast eventually as like the tennis replay system, where it's just like basically, okay, challenge, boom, let's look at it right now, at least 10, 15, 20 minutes, right?
Yeah. Wild stuff. It has to be. I mean, it takes time for the guys to jog out there. You know, it's not like they're even jogging. They got to walk.
Yeah, they're taking their time. They're not running. They're in no hurry whatsoever.
These guys walk. I've never seen any of these guys look younger than, I don't know, 60 years old. And then the ref has to tell all the players to back up. Then he has to measure and tell them to move. And then they got to run. Just have somebody tell a damn referee in his ear, is it a first down? Let's keep it moving. In the interest of time, spare us. The NFL knows when to make an announcement. Hey, congratulations to Green Bay. And Hickey, where's the other one? I just said Pittsburgh. Yeah.
The Berg.
Yeah, congratulations, Pittsburgh. That should be fun. Got yourself an NFL draft. Anyway, those are things that are going to happen next year and 2 years from now. Let's go back in time because it's time to take a look. Well, damn it. Quite frankly, it's time to think about what happened this day in sports history. That's easier.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. No ass. Whoa, let me be careful. Yeah, no ass kicking this day. Because today, May 22nd, back in 1994, a new NBA team was born. They're in Toronto. They are the Toronto Raptors. The name was unveiled this day, May 22nd in 1994. The Raptors started play the following season in 95. Their first pick, they had number 7 overall, Damon Stoudemire. Yeah, Mighty Mouse. Anyway, John Potovi Jr. introduced the Raptors' new name, the Toronto basketball team.
This is the moment you've been waiting for. It's certainly the moment we all have been waiting for, too. The official naming of your team, one that is ready to join the animal kingdom of teams in the NBA. And here it is, the newest, freshest, and hungriest look in the NBA.
They lived over 85 million years ago, but they're coming back. Play a little hoop.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Raptors are born.
The Raptors. Yeah, they're basically like, hey, what's hot? Jurassic Park is hot. And the fans, they were able to help come up with the names. And the Raptors is what it is. It's okay. They're fine. They still exist. They're good. I'm not mad at the name. They could have been called the Beavers. The Hogs, the Scorpions, the Tarantulas, the Terriers, or the Raptor Terriers. I'm glad they took Raptors. Hickey, the Terriers? The Toronto Terriers?
I like the alliteration. I despise the name. Woof.
If they were the Terriers, they would have changed the name 10 years ago, okay? They would have scrapped. If they were named the Terriers, they might have ended up like the Vancouver Grizzlies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Before we went to break, I gave you an update on a few things, right? Harrison Butker, we heard it. Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, just kind of like, yeah, he has his opinion. Everybody has an opinion, and just kind of leave it alone where it is. And Hickey posed a great question. He's just like, well, you know, how do you get this to go away? And, you know, does he have to talk? And I'm like, let the guy talk on Friday. Nobody is going to care. People are going to, Hickey, there's no fireworks Memorial Day. We got to wait for 4th of July for that, right?
I think you can get some fireworks. I think it should be encouraged.
People are going to be on the road. They're going to be thinking about everything but what's going on in the world. Let Harrison Butker talk on Friday and just keep it moving. You got to know when to make an announcement. And speaking of announcements, the NFL made a couple of them today. I told you about the NFL draft. We know it just took place about a month ago in Detroit. Well, we know where the next draft is going to be. The NFL already told us next year in 2025, it's going to be in Green Bay, Wisconsin. What we didn't know is where it's going to be in 2026. Well, let's just take a listen to the great folks. It's CBS in Winston, Pennsylvania.
Breaking news just into the newsroom and the Steel City. The pick is in, and Pittsburgh is hosting the NFL draft in 2026. The NFL broke the news on its X page, and the Pittsburgh Steelers announced it right behind the league. We're learning the plan for the three-day event is to incorporate iconic parts of the city into the draft, including Acrisure Stadium and Point State Park. They'll also host several community events, a concert series, and a fan fest, which is free. Commissioner Roger Goodell says, quote, "We know this pride of Pennsylvania will shine bright in 2026.
I like Pittsburgh. I like Pittsburgh a lot. I'd have no problem going, well, just outside of how many people are going to be there. I don't want to do that, but I got no problem with an NFL draft in Pittsburgh. I'd rather go when it's not a million people in town for a convention, but yeah, I like Pittsburgh. Good stuff. Green Bay, Wisconsin, never been. Been to Milwaukee. Trying to remember where the hell else I've been in Wisconsin. Hickey, if they were having problems and trouble with draftees going to Detroit, how many people are going to show up for the draft in Green Bay?
Especially if the weather's not looking great.
Oh my God. April, that's right. It's April.
Yeah. Could be hit or miss. Could be a nice day.
I don't know.
Could be 35 and maybe some flurries.
So what are they going to do? Just run this to every city?
That's what it seems like.
I get it. They can make... it's a moneymaker. It's a moneymaker. And where were we? Last year, we were in Kansas City, right?
Kansas City. Yes, sir.
It was packed, man. The place was filled up.
People go. I mean, you saw, was it a record crowd right in Detroit, I believe?
Yeah, Vegas.
For 3 days?
Vegas. It was filled up in Vegas. This is different. I remember going to Radio City. When was Cam Newton? I think 2011. I think Cam Newton.
Yes.
I remember they did it at Radio City Music Hall. And I remember that, like, they shut down part of the block in New York City, but not to the level of what they're doing right now. I get it. The NFL has to do everything big. It has to be huge. It has to be a massive event. You know, Hickey, I guess I'm talking from my perspective. I don't want to talk for your perspective, but, you know, it is work, but it becomes a chore to do it in a different city and the same thing year after year. You get what I'm saying? I don't want to sound like a jerk, but just like, hey, hold it in one place and keep it moving.
I mean, I get it from the NFL's perspective. I mean, to the money that they're rolling in with this, it's never going to go back. I mean, I kind of like it. I like it, actually. I do like it. I think it's a chance for cities to show off. Obviously, you get a big financial boost with hundreds of thousands of people coming to your city for a weekend that normally and otherwise would not be there. And I mean, look, can you really, like, when you're watching on TV, right, can you really tell the difference if it's in Kansas City or Detroit or Pittsburgh? No.
No.
Right, it's all the same. The stage is the same. Maybe some of the, you know, the shots coming back from break or going to commercial break, you could see the city, but otherwise it's all the same. But I think it's like a nice chance for NFL cities kind of, you know, get this little opportunity here to get a little bump. That's all.
I can tell you a city that's not going to get it.
Oh, who's that?
San Francisco. It's not happening. I'm just.
Are you going to go Charles Barkley all of a sudden?
No, I love San Francisco. I love San Francisco. I do. I know, given the state of downtown, it's not happening, okay? They're not going to run it down to Santa Clara. They'd have to do it, you know, downtown, but it's not happening. It's not. I'm trying to think of, and that might be the only city. New York, it's not happening, you know, because it's
it's never coming back.
Not why bother, you know.
Also, where'd you put it? Like, you couldn't put it at Radio City again. Bruh,
they do it in Times Square.
No.
Yeah, they would. Yeah, of course. They would have to, right? You shut down the block for a couple hours and, well, I guess a couple days, right?
I was going to say, that's like three. Well, that's like, I mean, to set up to, that's like probably a whole week.
Where else could you do an NFL draft in New York?
You
ain't doing it in New Jersey.
No. Oh, and they got the space for it in that giant parking lot in that ugly-ass stadium.
Yeah. It'd have to be Times Square. There's nowhere else. Man. Oh, Central Park? No, too many people, right? Can't do that.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to kind of look at the charm of New York City, Elmo coming over there and just harassing you for a picture and then trying to shake you down for like 10 bucks.
Nah, you know they would move. They'd broom Elmo out of there, okay? They would broom Elmo out of there. You know what? To be honest, have you seen every now and then they now do concerts, these pop-up concerts in Times Square? I don't know what building it is, but you've seen how the wall opens up, the video board opens up, and now they have the, you know, they can do the concert. Well, a concert. They can do the stage in that building and then have all the people down there.
Okay, and then maybe have the guys at the draft climb up, like walk through.
Oh, well, I don't know how to get up there.
make it an adventure.
They'd be in the building already. All they got to do is walk to the stage in the front. Just trying to think. Jacksonville ain't getting it no time soon. Sorry.
What about Minnesota?
Yeah, they could do it in Minnesota. Right.
I guess if Green Bay does, right?
Easy. Minnesota does. Easy.
Is Miami too hot? Probably not, right?
No, it's great weather at that time of year. Yeah, it'd be fine. Not too hot. Yeah, well, and you know what? That's not the only news that the NFL decided to share today. The NFL is going to test goal line technology. Preseason. They may not implement it for the regular season if they feel it's not working. But them stupid old guys with the chains and the sticks, done. Passé. They will be used as backups to the technology eventually. And so something I've been trying to figure out forever, while we got dudes out here with index cards and using their shoelaces to measure a first down, you can go ahead and kiss those days goodbye as the NFL is going to test its camera technology to just figure out something simple as, did the ball move 1 yard, 2, or 10? I mean, they got the technology for it. They got enough money, and now they can use it. Let's listen to Roger Goodell from the Super Bowl earlier this year. He's saying, yeah, we're going to use technology to help out the refs.
I think our officials do a great job. They are superior. But at the end of the day, no one's perfect, whether it's all of us that watches the games or play the games or coach the games or the officials. We have to continue to try to get better. We have to work, use technology where we can to try to improve their performance, let them use technology to make sure they get the right answer. But I think they do an incredible job, but we're going to keep working to get better.
Yeah. Use the damn cameras, okay? I mean, in tennis and football, they're utilizing camera technology to make sure that they get the calls right. NFL is making more money than everybody else. Just use the cameras. We don't got to put people out of work, but just use the damn cameras. Save us some. Hickey, that would also save us some time. Like, I know Major League Baseball is more concerned about time. If the NFL utilized camera technology to figure out whether or not some guy got a first down, what do you think that's going to save us? Should I say 5 to 10 minutes a game?
If it's as fast eventually as like the tennis replay system, where it's just like basically, okay, challenge, boom, let's look at it right now, at least 10, 15, 20 minutes, right?
Yeah. Wild stuff. It has to be. I mean, it takes time for the guys to jog out there. You know, it's not like they're even jogging. They got to walk.
Yeah, they're taking their time. They're not running. They're in no hurry whatsoever.
These guys walk. I've never seen any of these guys look younger than, I don't know, 60 years old. And then the ref has to tell all the players to back up. Then he has to measure and tell them to move. And then they got to run. Just have somebody tell a damn referee in his ear, is it a first down? Let's keep it moving. In the interest of time, spare us. The NFL knows when to make an announcement. Hey, congratulations to Green Bay. And Hickey, where's the other one? I just said Pittsburgh. Yeah.
The Berg.
Yeah, congratulations, Pittsburgh. That should be fun. Got yourself an NFL draft. Anyway, those are things that are going to happen next year and 2 years from now. Let's go back in time because it's time to take a look. Well, damn it. Quite frankly, it's time to think about what happened this day in sports history. That's easier.
Back, 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 back. back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything and it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. No ass. Whoa, let me be careful. Yeah, no ass kicking this day. Because today, May 22nd, back in 1994, a new NBA team was born. They're in Toronto. They are the Toronto Raptors. The name was unveiled this day, May 22nd in 1994. The Raptors started play the following season in 95. Their first pick, they had number 7 overall, Damon Stoudemire. Yeah, Mighty Mouse. Anyway, John Potovi Jr. introduced the Raptors' new name, the Toronto basketball team.
This is the moment you've been waiting for. It's certainly the moment we all have been waiting for, too. The official naming of your team, one that is ready to join the animal kingdom of teams in the NBA. And here it is, the newest, freshest, and hungriest look in the NBA.
They lived over 85 million years ago, but they're coming back to play a little hoop.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Raptors are born.
The Raptors. Yeah, they're basically like, hey, what's hot? Jurassic Park is hot. And the fans, they were able to help come up with the names. And the Raptors is what it is. It's okay. They're fine. They still exist. They're good. I'm not mad at the name. They could have been called the Beavers, the Hogs, the Scorpions, the Tarantulas, the Terriers, or the Raptor Terriers. I'm glad they took Raptors. Hickey, the Terriers, the Toronto Terriers.
I like the alliteration. I despise the name. Woof.
If they were the Terriers, they would have changed the name 10 years ago, okay? They would have scrapped. If they were named the Terriers, they might have ended up like the Vancouver Grizzlies. They would have moved them.
If they were the Terriers in 2019, that Kawhi Leonard 3 is rimming out against the Sixers.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you're not winning the title with the name Terriers, that's for sure.
The Terriers? Just be the Poodles next time, right? I'm just saying. Pretty sad. Anyway, and this is a good one as we expected. Minnesota and Dallas, they just started the third quarter at halftime. They were 62-59. They're waiting on the first points here in the second half of this game. Hey, Hickey, another good show. Had some fun.
This was a lot of fun. Good games, some fun top six discussions.
Yeah, we're gonna see soon enough whether or not Dallas can pick up a road victory here in Minneapolis. So we'll find out. We'll talk about it tomorrow, of course. With the holiday coming up, yeah, maybe Harrison Butker, that's a great time to hide him. Tomorrow will be the last day that I'm here this week. Hickey, you working over the weekend? What you doing, man?
I am hosting the show on a Sunday night like normal, so it's a full weekend for yours truly.
Okay, good stuff, good stuff. And thank you so much to you, Ryan Hickey. Thank you to everybody who's been locked into the show. Thank you to Gary Washburn from the Boston Globe for coming through to talk about the Celtics. They'll be back in action game 2 in the East tomorrow. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens with the rest of this game here in the Western Conference Finals. And I'm just going to watch a lot of things and find some food. The JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network is done. I'll catch you tomorrow to end my week at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. If you missed a part of the show, the Odyssey app. But don't move, because I might be leaving. But Bart Winkler, he's coming up next. Thank you, Hickey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.